Hashem, such a nice chavi here tonight. Thank you to everybody for putting this together, everybody for coming. It's really a good time to stop and appreciate simcha, what it means to be a yid. Not even by Purim yet. We have a ways to go this year till Purim. The fact that it's already just on the outskirts, on the gvul of Adar. Not even Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon. It's a whole shaila even in the Mefarshim, where the Mishnah Nechnas Adar Marv B'Simcha even applies to Adar Rishon. But we're very machmir on this inyan, Baruch Hashem. Just to take the time to taste the sweetness, what it means to be a only just a few days ago that millions and millions of people were sitting in front of a big screen, mamash confused about life, so confused about life, and thinking that this is like the ultimate simcha of the year. It's mamash hoilulus, complete hoilulus. To go from that transition and to come to Zman of Adar, marbe besimcha, that a Jew is zeiche, that he knows what real simcha is in this world. He has to thank Hashem a million lifetimes that he made him a yid, that he brought him into this world, and he was meir derech, and he taught him what real simcha is in this world. Real simcha is in this world. There's so many people who are so walking down the wrong path, but many yidin. Just to thank Hashem for being a Jew, but not just to be a Jew, but to know what it means a little bit to be a Jew. Not that we mamish know yet. Only tzaddiki emes really know. The fact that they've taught us and we're trying to take from them. That we could sit here, come together, and to thank Hashem. Thank Hashem for what it means to be zeicha to a real simcha sachayim. Just a little bit of a taste of that. Just that Yiddishkeit, that taste of Yiddishkeit itself justifies a marav simcha. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that it says in the Megillah, it says that the Tsar of Haman caused the Jewish people to be lamaid al nafsham. The tzaddik and the Tsarim say lamaid al nafsham means that they were able to be oimed under the kudish nefesh ha-Yehudi. Which is why so many times in the Megillah the Yidden are called not Yidden, not Bnei Yisrael, but Yehudim. It's like the bare bones what it means to be a Jew. That's really the simcha that we have to thank Haman. To thank Haman for on Purim, that he made such a gzeira lahashmid laharged la'abid. He wanted to get to the shayrish of every single Jew. It didn't matter whether they were tzaddik or rasha. It didn't matter whether tamid cham or amaratzim. He wanted to uproot the core of Yiddishkeit, and by doing so, v'nahapachu meant that he was zeicha to bring out the mamish the nekudas hayehudi in every single Jew. Ein simcha gadoy l'mizeh. Every single Jew, therefore, is nichlal in the simcha of Purim. And you see that mamish on Purim. You see that on Purim mamish. But although there are some people that you think that this yontif is more for the older people, for the younger people, for the men, for the women, on Purim, it's mamish across the board. There's something that every single Jew can delight in. And that's even bechitzonius, because in the pinimius, there's a certain nekudas hayadus which is emanating from the depths of the gzeira, that in the Chayris it was really a gzeira that Hashem is Baruch made a gzeira, that this time of in the history I want that every single Jewish neshama should be megalit in the true self. Let's speak a little bit about Mishneh Nechnas Adar Marba Misimcha. And of course it needs a limud, because when we speak about the inyan of Simcha, Simcha is one of those topics and one of those inyanim in Avodas Hashem which really needs a limud. Because a person, if he were to be plopped into this world, and he would have to discover for himself what means Simcha. So like we said before, he may think that sports entertainment is Simcha. How is he supposed to know what Simcha is? You can go to the streets of Yerushalayim and find nanachs dancing all up and down the blocks, and you can think that's Simcha also. That's simcha too. But there's really a chitzonius of simcha and there's a pnimius of simcha. And we want that everything that we should do it ba'ifin ha'pnimi. And to get to the core of pnimiyus ha'simcha, you have to understand simcha in its roots. And many people think that they're living lives of simcha, but it's really not simcha at all. Like you go to a chasna, and there's that guy who's making it very lebedik, and he looks like he's very geshmak. He's the it guy, and he's really making the whole party very much besimcha, but he's really not besimcha at all. He's really not besimcha at all. In fact, he's taking away from the pnimius of the simcha where chasna and kala is, and he's making it very chitzonius. Like Rabbi Kestenbaum, I think it's his name. You're saying that it's not about the cool moves in the middle which make a simcha. It's nothing to do with simcha sachasana. That it should be rich, that it should be genuine. Many times, all the chitzonius which we bring to a chasana takes away from what the essential simcha of a chasana. That if it would just be bare bones chasana, it would be much bigger simcha. Something inherently delicious about a simcha chasana kala. That a lot of the pomp and the chitzonius takes away from that. Many times people spend thousands, millions of dollars on these chasanas, and you walk out feeling like you need to go to a mikveh. Because it took away from the essential simcha, but it was a distraction. It was a complete distraction from what the simcha was. Instead of it being a chasana, it was really a concert. And instead of being a chasana, it was really a dance show. And everybody forgot that it was simcha's chasana kal. So we really need a good limud on what it means. Pnimiyistic illumina, what it means, simcha. Why it is that there are some Jews that they go benachas, they don't even smile many times, and you don't see any expressions of simcha by them. But you know that they're living a very rich life of simcha. You can see it in their avodas Hashem, you can see it in their relationships. There's a certain avirah that they go with, that you look at that person and you're like, this person doesn't need to flaunt any external acts of simcha, because he has nothing to show. He doesn't need to show it to anybody. Comes from a very deep place, which is very rich in simcha. This is the life that we're trying to emulate. Not to imitate, but to emulate. And we see from the tzaddikim that they've taught us that the midah of simcha is rooted in the midah of bitachon in Hashem. Bitachon in Hashem. This comes, and I want to turn this into a shir, because it's really a different type of a tzur. So we're probably going to, although it justifies a shir on it, but we're going to just gloss over the pnimius, and that sounds a little ironic, of that, and we're going to get more towards like the vort as it pertains to Purim. But just b'derech agav, it's a yesod, so we should mention it. There's many ways to explain the difference between emunah and bitachon in Hashem. The way that it can be explained is that emunah has a lot to do with chaim and maves, and bitachon has a lot to do with tov and ra. Tzadik b'emunasa yichya. That emuna is the nekud of chayim. And so therefore we have yud gimel ikrim in emuna, which means to say that if a person is lacking in any one of the yud gimel ikrim, then it's felt in his chiyas. It's felt in his chiyas. He's lacking in his nekud as tzadik, and he's magish that he's not a chai. He's lacking in his chiyas, what it means, the chayim of a Jew. Whereas the inyan of bitachon, the mid of bitachon, is not listed amongst the yud gimel ikri emunah. Because the bitachon has to do with how Kadosh Baruch Hu is manning the world in terms of tov and ra. Good things happen to bad people, bad things happen to good people. These are nisyonos and bitachon in Hashem. Can I trust? Does it warrant that I'm able to trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam? That everything which will happen to me will be good? How do I go through challenges? What I perceive to be good, what I perceive to be bad, this is all in the realm of bitachon in Hashem. But that's not mechuyav. A Jew is not obligated in the yugimel ikrim. It's not felt in his Yiddishkeit. He doesn't yet know how to grapple with instances in his life that deal with tov and ra. It's important lekach, because many times we're hard on ourselves that we should have more bitachon, we should not have. It's a limud, the whole inyan of bitachon. A person is about madriga when he's about bitachon. But the yud gimel ikrim has nothing to do with bab. It's nothing to do with madrigas. It has to do with, are you alive, are you not? That's called the yud gimel ikrim. certain simcha that a Jew has when he knows that he's in the hands of Hashem. Like the pasuk says in Zayis HaBracha, Kol Kedaisha B'yadecha. All of Hashem's Kedaishim are in His hands. That they're in the hands of Hashem. And really, every single Jew is a Kaddish in his roots. The more that he brings out the Kedusha, the more that he sees that he's in the hands of Hashem Yisbarach, the more that he sees the Hashgacha, the more that Bitachin manifests itself, that he's able to be Margash all the Toiv in his life. But we live in a world where that Toiv that Hashem is Mashpi on us constantly is concealed upon Hester upon Hester. Al Pi Chassidus, by getting into the Sugya of Bitachin, it's absolutely fact and true that if a person is a Baal Bitachin, then he recognizes that all the Choshech in his life, all the darkness in his life, is that it's only surface, and there's light behind that darkness, that the Bitachin itself is able to break through every Choshech and every Hester to be Megala in Or and a Shefa and a closest to Hashem Yisbarach. It's a very important principle in Chassidus. Not everybody agrees to this. From the Chassidus and Yesidus, in the Yesidus and Chassidus, it's true that if a person is a Baal Bitachin Gomer, he'll be able to be Margish the Toiv in every instance in his life. Which means to say, doesn't mean that quote-unquote bad things won't happen to him. Doesn't mean that he'll live a life where that relatives won't pass away when they get older. It's just that it won't be a tzara to him. He'll be able to be Margish the Toiv which is inherent in that. He may not be able to explain it. Doesn't need to be able to explain it. But everything which happens in his life, he'll be able to feel the embrace of Hashem. It's maybe a very big chiddush to us. And if it is, Baruch Hashem. This is from the Yesodos and Chassidus. It doesn't mean to say that everything will go right. Because on the surface, things will not go right. But it comes from a place within a person that he's able to be margish, that this is right, this is good. This is good. And although everybody else is wailing and crying and doesn't understand how that's good, there's a place within that person that he's margish when he's a Baal Bitachin, that he's able to be margish the simcha and everything which goes on in his life. And this is really the marbim b'simcha of Chodesh Adar. The inyan of Chodesh Adar is the reason why it's called marbim b'simcha is because a person can live a life of simcha. Even if he doesn't believe, even if he's not a Baal Bitachin, he can find ways in his life to be b'simcha. There's many etzos that the tzaddik can give how a person should be b'simcha. But to be essentially kavu in the midah of simcha, which is called marbim b'simcha, which is a higher madriga of simcha, if a person wants to be rooted in the midah of simcha and a marbim dik away, it has to be rooted in the midah of bitachin. Mishenichnas Adar, once we enter into the gvul of Chodesh Adar, we're entering into a world of bitachin. Because the whole nes of Purim took place because of the midah of Mordechai's bitachin, as we'll come to explain in Mitzvah. The Medrash tells us that at the time of the Tzara, that before anything good, quote unquote, happened to the Jewish people, before things started to turn around for them, the Medrash says that there was a bump into between Haman and Mordechai, which took place, I guess, from somewhere in Shushan, that Haman saw that Mordechai was very happy. And this was the episode that the Medrash describes, was that Mordechai saw three children who had left Cheder, and he went over to them and he said, Pasuk li psukeich, I want to hear what Pasuk you have. And each one of them had something to tell Mordechai, which was like a shtikl nevuah to him, that things were going to be good for him and for the Jewish people. So Haman saw this and he said to Mordechai, Mahi zois ha-simcha? What is the simcha of yours? So he said to him, B'suras toiveis shebisruni shaloi tefachim mi'aitzara shiatzalino. I had good tidings from Hashem that I don't have to be worried about anything you're going to do to me. So he told him these three psukim. And at that point, even before anything happened, Mordechai, because of his bitachon, of course he had a nice ramez min hashamayim, because of his bitachon in Hashem, he was firm that everything was going to be good for the Jewish people. And he carried himself with that bitachon. So whereas everybody else was crying, didn't know what to do, and Mordechai himself wailed, and he cried, and he begged Hashem that it should be good. But in that place in his heart, he was b'simcha. Because he knew that everything Hashem Yisbarach does for the good. Derech Remez, you find that Mordechai is called in the Megillah Doirish Toiv La'amai. What it means to be a Doirish Toiv means that you're Doirish the Toiv. That even though on the surface you can't see the Toiv. In the Chitzonis it doesn't look good at all. But Doirish Toiv La'amai means that when there was a tzar against the Jewish people, when there was a Ra, like it says about Haman, Haro Hazeh, Haman is a Ra, he was able to be Doirish the Nekuda Toiv. Because he had not just emunah, but bitachon in Hashem Yisbarach, that behind every davar ra is really a davar toiv, which is machai that ra. He was dorish the toiv hanignaz. That's why the Am Mordechai in the Megillah is always called Yehudim. They called the Am Mordechai because he was megala and akuda of Yehudi within them. He was an ish Yehudi, and they're called Yehudim because Yehudim is gematria bitachon. That he imbued the Jewish people with a sense of bitachon. That's why the whole nace started to turn around. Balayla hahu nadad hashnas ha-melech. In the oimek halayla, everything started to turn around. That the melech couldn't sleep, which means it was like daytime. That there was like a gili of or in that night. The or behind the chayshach. So layla, it's gematria bitachon. That the layla is a zman that a Jew needs to have bitachon in Hashem. We know that the Nes of Purim took place by Pesach time. And the whole Nes of Pesach took place by Chatzi Laila. Without getting Ba'imik into it, Chatzi is Gematria Gamzu L'Toyva. Laila is Gematria Bitachon. So Chatzi Laila is Gematria Gamzu L'Toyva Bitachon. There's a Maisa, which was a tzaddik who lived a number of years ago in Yerushalayim. He was a tzaddik nister. His name was Rav Nata Tzinvert. It's one of these tzaddikim, like Lamed Bab tzaddikim. But once there was a very heavy snow in Yerushalayim. This is in Shnas Tafshin Mem. Right? This is 39 years ago. So he was walking, it was on Purim. It was a very heavy snow on Purim. And he was very besimcha. Those who accompanied him saw that he was very besimcha because he would say the entire day as he traveled, Baruch Hashem, this year we have to work very hard for the mitzvahs. And give Hashem a lot of nachas ruach this year. We have to work very hard to make mishloach manos. We have to work very hard this year. Whereas everybody else was complaining about the snow, he was very besimcha about it. The whole day, what was shugah b'fifth, he would say the following things. Of course, he said it in Yiddish. This is the way it's brought down. When we say Gamzu L'Toiva, Anu Meichim Es Amalek. That's how we wipe out Amalek. Because Haman said in the Megillah, V'chol Zeh Einenu Shaveli. Nothing is good. Nothing which I do is worth it. So when we say Gamzu L'Toiva, Alt is good, everything is good, that's Mechias Amalek. Amalek comes from that place where it's the pessimistic view about the world. A person who finds himself to be a pessimist, he has to ask himself, why am I such a pessimist? Why am I such a pessimist? How much is the hashkaf of a malik infiltrated me? I saw this story today in one of Weinberger's farm in the shul. So he had a footnote on the side where he made a nice remez to this. This is a yadua remez, but he tied it here. It says, on the side of the sefer, it said, in the Gilyan, it said, Rak, rak, kol hayoyim, sofi tevis a malik. As if to say that this is the machshav of a malik. Rak, rak, kol hayayim. Everything is bad. Every day is bad. Everything which happens is not good. That's the hashkaf of a malik. Chol zayin enu shayvili. The attitude of Gamzu L'Toiv, to be Doirish Toiv, that's the nekud of Mordechai HaTzadik. Now we speak a lot about the sinyan of that the Ari says that a Jew has to drink ad lo yada, right? So that he says, Baruch Haman. Right? So he says, Baruch Haman. That's what the Arizal says. Of course, you have to understand what he means. He says, you have to drink till you're so shaker that you'll say Baruch Haman. What that means for our purposes is that Baruch comes from Mordechai. Right? You're taking the Baruch of Mordechai and you're putting it onto Haman, which means to say that Mordechai was so rooted in the mid of Darish Taif that he was able to find an akuda taiba within Haman. That's called Baruch Haman. And it's true, after the whole nace took place, Mordechai certainly said, Baruch Hashem, that you made a Haman. We wouldn't have had such a nace like this if not for Haman. Baruch Haman, thank you for giving us a Haman. I mean, all the Jewish people probably said that. They came to that place of Gam Zu Betoiva, that even this Haman Hara Azeh, that really came from a Shaiwish, which was very, very good. But their remez, you could spell bitachon with. There's only one way to spell bitachon, but begamatria, the end nun, can be 50, right? Which is 50, or it could be 700. Because as you know, when you come to taf, which is 400, when you go beyond taf, so you come to the letters mansapach. These are the five letters which are end letters, sophis letters. So, a nun, sophis, is gematria 700. It's really the way it goes. They go aleph to taf, which is 400. Then you have chaf, 500. Mem is 600. And then the 700. Pei is 800. Sadi is 900. And you go back to aleph, but that aleph is 1,000. It's called aleph. So the whole aleph base is really from 1 to 1,000. And then you start over again. 1,001. Incidentally, 1,001 is gematria Yerushalayim, right? Yerushalayim. Because when you come to the end, which is 1,000, and you start again, that shows that you believe that there's Ein Sof, there's no end. That's Bechin of Yerushalayim. So if you take Bitachon, which we said before is gematria Laila, but this time you make the Nun, a Nun Sofis, which is 700. So it's gematria 720. Five. Matcha Mishanichnas Adar. Mishanichnas Adar. Matcha Bitachon. And if you take the Gematria Marbim Besimcha, it's Gematria Kol Man De Ovid Rachmana Letav Ovid. The reason why that nun is a nun demansipach, which means it's a long nun, which means that it's gematria 700, is because that's the nun that Haman was hung on. Because the Megillah says that Yasu eitz gavaya chamishimama. A nun is only gavaya when it's an end nun, right? If it's a nun kafuf, then it's not a big nun. It's only a eitz gavaya chamishimama when it's a very long nun, which is a nun seifis. But that eitz gavaya chamishimama, which is a very big nun, is gematria 700. That's that nun. It's on that nun, which is like bitchu nun, right? That they had bitachin, what's called the shayach hamishim, that they were able to be mapil haman. On that nun, they hung haman. This is the very same nun of which the Torah says that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, v'chamushim alu Bnei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. The Svarim say chamushim is this nun. And of course, the neis of Purim took place on Pesach. V'chamushim alu Bnei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. And it's at that time that Bnei Yisrael displayed tremendous bitachon in Hashem. Lech techa charei b'midbar be'eretz la'zerua. They trusted that Hashem would take care of their needs. And Hashem provided for them. They ate man, just like the Yidden ate haman in the times of Mordechai v'Esther. That's what we say at the end of reading the Megillah. We read the Megillah, and at the end of reading the Megillah, a Yid needs to know that he should be, he is, but he should hope that he should be a bigger Baal Bitachon than he was before. Not just to like, you read the Megillah and now it's like Schaik V'Hoilulus, and you're getting drunk and shikar, that's all Chitzonius. It's complete Chitzonius. And unfortunately, we live in a Chitzonius world. And many people don't understand, and they're even turned off by Purim because they don't understand what it means, the oimik of what Purim really is. That Purim is a day which is rooted in the mid of bitachon, and from that place of bitachon comes the simcha of Purim. But there's so much hailulus which take place on Purim. We have to be sure that we're not amongst that chevra, that we fall into a place of hailulus, which is not marvin b'simcha at all. It's mematin b'simcha, chas v'shalom. That's why after we read the Megillah, one of the things that we say is lehaidia. You know, even when you sing that song, you say like lehaidia. Like it's a very big lehaidia. It's a very big lehaidia. Lehaidia means what are you supposed to know? What is the Megillah telling you after you read it? You make a very big lehaidia. What do you say? There's so many things to learn from the Megillah. So many things you can learn from the Megillah. To be a tzaddik, not to be a rasha. So many midos to emulate about Mordechai and Esther. So many chazals, mesechtas, what? Endless. What's the real lehaidia? Lehaidia shekol kaivecha lo yivayshe v'lo yikom l'netzach kol hachaysim bach. Anybody who's Baiteach and Hashem, he will not be disappointed. This is the lekach that Hashem wants us to know. That's the lehaidia with a capital Lamed. Hashem wants you to know that a Baal Bitachin, if he's Semech and Hashem, Hashem will support him. He will never let him down. And if we're ever let down, it's because we're not Baal Bitachin. On the Madriga that we should be to not be disappointed. And again, it doesn't mean that things which are unfortunate are not going to happen. It just means that you'll go with an inner peace and serenity and security and simcha, knowing that Hashem Yisburach is in charge and everything He does is for the good. And that comes after reading the Megillah, the final remez. I say, make a bracha, asher ki nishana b'mitzvei sabitzivanu, al mikra Megillah. Okay? Mikra Megillah is gematria bitachon simcha. It's gematria mikra Megillah. Because that's really essentially what the mikra Megillah is supposed to bring out. Not just a simcha, but a bitachon, which is the root of that simcha. And when the simcha is rooted in bitachon, that's called marvim b'simcha. So as we enter into this gvul, to this beautiful world of Adar, which is the world of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Misimcha, and the whole month is a month of Marbim Misimcha. You have to beg Hashem Yisbarach, we should be amongst those Yidden that we're connected to that read of Marbim Misimcha in a true way, not a way of schaik, not a way of hilulus, but as we make our way through the Chodesh, that every day Hashem Yisbarach will be mashpi on us, that Toiv, and that Bitachon, and that Simcha, that when we come to Purim, and even Vayter, as we move our way on to Pesach V'siach Tishmei, we should be like an Elon, like an Eitz, which is rooted all Pagi in mind, that no matter what happens in our lives, no matter how strong the winds are, no matter how cold it is, that nothing can shake us. Ki other mates have said that there were an Eitz, which is firmly rooted in that Yerushamayim, which is Bitachon, and to be Zeichet to that Simcha, which should permeate every single day of our lives, to be Zeichet to the ultimate Simcha, B'yaz Goyal Tzedek, Mi'avim Inu Amin.